You're listening to K-Hum, and right now I am super pleased to have Chloe Smith on the phone with me. That is one of the members of Rising Appalachia. How are you doing, Chloe?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to be on the phone with me. I know you all are feeling a little under the weather. That's why you weren't able to make it into this studio, but we definitely super appreciate it. So you all played last night as well on over at the Arcata Theater Lounge, and then you're playing tonight. It is so cool that you all have decided to stop here for two nights on your tour.
Yeah, it's part of our slow music movement mission to spend a little bit more time in each town if and when we're able. So it's nice to be able to post up and meet people and soak in the beautiful landscape here and a little bit more time.
It is super beautiful here. It's amazing. But there's also really beautiful parts about Appalachia as well. And you all are from New Orleans. Are you still living in New Orleans? Well, you lived in New Orleans.
Leah and I are actually from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
But we lived in New Orleans for 7 years after the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And now we live in North Carolina and split time between North Carolina and Atlanta, with New Orleans still being a pretty major soul home and spiritual home for us. So we go down there and write and do a lot of different things in the community still, but we spend some time in the Appalachian Mountains these days.
That's awesome. Where in North Carolina do you live?
We currently live a little bit north of Asheville, North Carolina, which is in the western part of the state.
Yeah, I know where it's at. Sweet. Awesome. I'm from West Virginia.
Right on. I love West Virginia. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is super gorgeous. It was cracking me up whenever I traveled across the U.S. because this area here, somewhat, especially if you're in the eastern Humboldt area, the topography kind of is almost the same a little bit. It's kind of funny. We were joking about how we drove across the U.S. to be back someplace that kind of looked like home. It was funny.
Wow, that's interesting. I wouldn't think that it looked similar, but we'll have to do some more driving around the mountains. Every time we come here, we just walk to the ocean.
The ocean is very magnificent here. That is definitely for sure. But what else is going on with you all? Anything extremely new on the horizon? You released Wider Circles last year.
Yeah, so right now we're on the Resiliency Tour is what we've called this current tour that's going all the way. It started in Colorado and wove up to British Columbia, and now it's kind of going all the way down the West Coast. And there's a lot going on, obviously, with the political climate of the country right now. So we're rallying a lot of local organizations and nonprofits at a lot of our shows and just kind of trying to use our concerts as a community gathering place to have dialogue and offer some.
Well, that is a really good way in order to counteract a lot of what's going on. Like last night you had Zero Waste Humboldt was involved with your show last night, which was pretty sweet.
Zero Waste Humboldt was involved last night, and tonight we have Permaculture Action Network.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Which is one of our nonprofits that we work with around the whole country, doing some action days as well. We don't have an action day in Arcata, but we'll have an action day in the Bay Area in about a week. So, yeah, good people doing groundwork. It's a big part of our mission.
So if people aren't very familiar with that organization, you want to give a little bit of background on it?
Sure. The Permaculture Action Network is a Bay Area-based nonprofit that does a lot of different permaculture, both environmental and social permaculture work, both on established permaculture gardens and farms, as well as sort of working with the permaculture design elements in urban areas as well to sort of do the wonderful things that permaculture does, which is looking at systems and trying to have things sort of feed into itself and be a sustainable resource for specifically how we work with them is they do action days. They'll organize action days with different bands and touring artists so that they can sort of rally all the energy and all the people power of concerts into an action day where people are actually working in gardens, setting up food beds, and doing a lot of different hands-on work. So it's been a treat. We've done about 8 or 9 this past year, and they've all been really beautiful.
That's super cool. And how many years have you been connected to them?
This has been our first year working with them.
Okay, sweet.
So may there be many more.
Will they have a booth, or will they come on stage and talk more about it, or what will be going on tonight?
I don't believe they'll come on stage tonight, although they do on occasion. They'll have a table in the room over in our merch area and just kind of have awareness stuff of different campaigns that they're working on, and also probably how to get involved in our Bay Area Action Day.
Okay, cool. So people could go down for like a weekend or something down to the Bay Area and get involved
definitely.
In all of their projects.
That's a really good one.
Cool. Right on. So people should make sure to stop on by that table tonight on over at the show, on over at the Arcata Theater Lounge. And also, if you can't make it to the show tonight, make sure you check them out online as well. Do you have anything special planned for tonight? It's going to be different sets than last night, correct?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a different set with some of our favorite songs woven in from last night as well. We'll have a different opener tonight. We have an amazing world instrumentalist, Brazilian ancestry collaborator named Porangi, who's opening up the show. He sat in with us last night as well, but he'll do his whole set this evening. And we're always sort of pulling special guests on and off stage, so we'll see who else comes up. But yeah, we're just continuing the work of providing the harmonic sort of healing space that music does. And then also, you know, talking about the current times and some of the initiatives that we're working with. And just the whole word resiliency right now, which is the name of the tour, is very much in the forefront of our language of, you know, how can we build and be resilient in times of struggle and strife. So,
and it seems like the next 4 years are going to be even more struggle and strife.
Exactly. So, I mean, how are we as individuals going to, you know, get through that and find some peace and prosperity and good vibrations in times of chaos, which is nothing new. So just trying to dialogue that about that in poetic and musical ways, as well as in kind of direct ways as well. So,
well, I'm super glad
hope that folks come out.
Awesome. Well, people should definitely come on out. There's only a few tickets left on Over the Works and People's Records, and they'll have a few at the door starting at 9, but I would definitely get there early, and it looks to be like it'll be fabulous. Thank you so much, Chloe, for taking a few minutes to talk to me about later on tonight.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Of course. Awesome. I'll go ahead and post this on khem.com shortly. So if you tuned in the middle of it, you'll be able to hear that. I'll also have some tickets to give away for the show this evening as well after this song. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and put on a track from Rising Appalachia. It's the title track off their latest album, Wider Circles.